Hi and welcome to yet another episode of Yaadon Ka Pitara. Today I, G,
and I, J,
are glad to introduce a new segment to our podcast, which is an interview. So, without delaying, let's welcome our today's guest, Vishal Bhola. And I, on behalf of YTP, would request him to quickly brief our audience about himself and his industry.
Hello, JNJ. Thank you so much for having me, first of all. And secondly, it's my utmost pleasure to be your first guest at the Yaadon Ka Pitara interview series that you are gonna do. And to be talking about my industry, I'm a plus size fashion model, and currently I'm one of the finalists of Mr. Plus Size India 2021. And to be talking about my activities on my social handles, I try to promote body positivity and try to normalize and promote the idea of men doing makeup, because when the products don't discriminate, who are we to discriminate and, you know, divide the whole set of fashion, that is makeup, to a particular gender. So I'm trying to, you know, resolve these problems in the society. So yeah.
Now, let's just move ahead with this very first interview of YKP. This interview consists of three segments, namely question answer, rapid fire, and open mic. So, let's begin with this very first segment, which is question answer round.
So, I really hope, Vishal, you are ready. Here, I'm shooting the first question for you. So, the question is, from where did you get inspiration for starting this amazing journey of yours?
I have always been fascinated about the glamorous world of modeling, fashion, or lifestyle for that matter. It has always been me who come out to people telling about the latest trends or the fashion game going on in the fashion industry. I would be very true to my words here, because I want this interview to be a very vulnerable one for me and for the audience who's gonna listen to this interview, for sure. So for the makeup thing, and to promote and normalize the idea of men doing makeup, I've always looked up to Ankush Bahugana. Though there are other content creators as well who promote the idea, like Siddharth Batra or Vishnu Kaushal, but I look up to Ankush Bahugana. And for the fashion and plus size clothing or body positivity thing, I always wanted to shoot for all, because all provides a range of clothing where you can get funky clothes for the plus size as well. And when I started following all, I came to know about numerous content creators who promote body positivity. So the Chubby Twirler is one of them, and she's really, really acing the game of fashion and body positivity at the same time.
Vishal, we are going through your Insta profile and notice your Insta handle to be just a Chubby Rebel. Would you mind tell us, why did you opt for this name? What does it signify?
Yes. The Chubby Rebel part signifies that I am accepting my chubby body, appreciating the blessings, and I am embracing the flaws as well. And with it, I am smashing down the norms and the rules of a perfect body that the society has created. You are perfect till the time you think you are. I believe this. No one is perfect in the eyes of others. Matlab, aap jitna marzi achha kar le, samne wala koi na koi kami aap mein nikalega hi nikalega. So no one is perfect in the eyes of others. So being the rebel, I'm smashing down the body and the gender stereotypes. And to mention, I added just because I'm not doing something extraordinary. I am doing what should be done and what should be accepted as well. So yeah, the The chubby rebel part signifies that I'm accepting my body, I'm accepting my flaws, and the just part signifies that this should be done and this should be appreciated and accepted as well.
That's really a great thought, Vishal. So the next question here is, I would really like to know what inspires you to be a model, especially a plus size model.
Firstly, I really appreciate that you mentioned a plus size model. Because it's really important to mention that, because we as Indians have a certain notion about the modeling thing. Whenever we hear a word model or fashion, there's a certain body type that comes to our mind that should not be there. So I really appreciate that you mentioned a plus size model. So as I've said already, I was always fascinated about the fashion and modeling world, but at the same time, I had no plans to move into it. It's just that I found an opportunity, went for it, and luck favored me for that move. But now, when I have the chance to live my dreams, I'll surely go for it to create a better and more accepting place for the rebels and the chupsters like me. Because if we have the eyes to look at ourselves with no shame and no complaints, then no other validation is needed. I believe in this, that if we are accepting our body, we are embracing our flaws, then no other validation is needed. So my only aspiration is to have a platform and an opportunity to influence people like me who are looking for an opportunity to shine and grow. I am not promoting the idea of being obese or being overweight. It's just that until and unless you feel healthy about yourself, no other validation is needed. That's my main motto.
That's great, Vishal. And now, if you are comfortable, we would like to ask you about the hardships you have faced in this journey. Can you please tell us?
यार अगर hardships ना होती तो शायद रास्ता आसान देखकर मैं भटक गया होता. To be very honest, I am very clumsy and my concentration level is really, really low. So, of course, मतलब I come from a very middle class family where necessities are always fulfilled. I won't say that our necessities are ignored, but our necessities are always fulfilled. But for the luxuries, we have to think twice before going for it, for sure. So let's just leave the financial part of it, but we are currently in India and people here are evolving, but at a very, very slow pace. An obese person walking the ramp and flaunting his body is nowhere seen and accepted. Next, a man doing makeup and putting it out for the world to see it is again a big problem for the society that we live in. My parents have always supported me and I'm thankful for that. But when they hear people talking about me, of course they feel a little disheartened because people are eventually talking about their kid. But now, these things don't even matter to me. Because my parents are accepting it, I am accepting it, my family is accepting it, and I think that why even look at people who are doing or saying, because of course, kuch to log kahenge, logo ka kaam hai kehna.
We heard about you being one of the finalists of Mr. Plus Size India 2021. First of all, congratulating you for the same. And now my question would be, how do you feel being one of the finalists?
I really feel honored. I feel blessed, and I still feel sometimes that it is a dream because things just happened in the click of the moment. Round after round, and then receiving a mail for the selection as the finalist, and now waiting for the finale days. Everything is just going beautifully and magically. Having this tag is not just a position, but a moral responsibility to influence and to lift up people like me, to encourage them to pursue their dreams and ambitions. Because when you die, there should be no regrets that yaar ye karna tha, ye reh gaya. This thing should not be there when you're on your deathbed. So just do it, because the power to change lies within a person, and you can unlock it the moment you want it to unlock.
Wow, that's great, Vishal. We would like to congratulate you once again for this achievement. Hope you achieve many more such things. And trust me, it's just the beginning.
So now, just let's move on to our second segment, which is Rapid Fire Round. Are you ready, Vishal?
Oh yes, I'm really excited for it. Okay, so our first question is, which is your favorite movie?
I would say Ae Dil Hai Mushkil.
Okay, and who is your favorite actor and actress?
Actor needs to be Ayushmann Khurrana, and actress, I would say, Priyanka Chopra.
Okay, that's great. And which is your favorite destination, like dream destination, where you want to go?
I really, really want to visit Europe for once.
Yeah, that's a lovely place. Okay, now choose between early bird or night owl, like which defines you well?
I am a night owl for sure.
Okay. And between mountains and beaches?
Mountains, because I haven't been to beaches yet.
Okay. Who is your favorite singer?
Undoubtedly, that needs to be Jasmine Sandler.
Okay. Yeah, one of your Insta posts also shows a tattoo on your arm. We would love to know the story behind the Team Sandler tattoo. Can you please tell us?
Yeah, I genuinely believe that you should get something tattooed on your body when you believe in it wholeheartedly.
Okay.
And four of the Team Sandler that we have, whether if Jasmine Sandler makes music, or whether if she stops making music from the very next moment, we would still be there to adore her for the personality, for the human being she is. So that's why I believe in the Team Sandler, and I believe in her. So that's why Team Sandler started.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Vishal.
Now, this is our last segment, which is Open Mic. So feel free to connect with our audience and grace this platform with your presence.
Firstly, thank you so much, Yadav Vitara, for giving me this opportunity that I can share my word, share my experience, share my point of view, and share my thoughts on the topic. And I would like to quote this, that do whatever that makes you happy, until and unless it's not harming someone. I would repeat this again. Do whatever that makes you happy, until and unless it's not harming someone. People have always been there to criticize and to pull you down, to pull your morale down, to smash your thoughts. And they will be in future for sure. But it's only you who has the control to let those comments affect you and cost you your mental peace. Anything that costs you your mental peace is not worth your time or your efforts. Every way has some obstacles, and every obstacle comes with a great piece of learning. Keep on following your passion, work for your dreams, continue your efforts to change yourself and the place you live. even a happy life cannot be without a measure of darkness. And the word happy would lose its meaning if it were not balanced by sadness. It is far better to take things as they come along with patience and equanimity. Lastly, I would like to say this, that have faith and patience. What is yours will come to you anyhow, and what is not yours will not be yours how much you try to hold. Be grateful for every moment that you have and use it for creating something good for you, for your family, and for the betterment of the beautiful, beautiful world out there. So this is Vishal signing off from today's interview. Thank you so much everyone for listening. It was such a lovely experience for me to share my views and thoughts on the topic. Until and unless I come up with something new, keep on supporting. Thank you.
It was really great having you as a guest, Vishal. We would like to wish you all the best for your future journey, and we would love to see you succeed in every field you want to. Thank you once again for being our guest. It was lovely knowing someone like you.
So that's all for today. See you in the next episode of YKP. Till then, stay safe,
take care, toodles.